Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. 77 degrees, and we do have a large police presence at First and Chautauqua in East Wichita. This has been going on for quite a while now, an hour or two, and it's our understanding from Wichita Police Department that the FBI is involved in whatever investigation is going on there. So they will be releasing information on this later on this morning, we understand. So that's some sort of a big investigation there at First and Chautauqua. The Democrat-led House of Representatives passed a resolution Tuesday condemning the president's recent comments about some Democratic congresswomen. But a major eruption on the floor, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was ruled out of order for a breach of decorum, stole the spotlight. Fox's Chad Pergram with details.
You have to go back to 1984 when Speaker Tip O'Neill was punished. The Speaker is supposed to be above the fray. House Rule 17, Clause 1B, says that you cannot question the character of the president on the House floor. Now, the House voted that Pelosi was out of order. The Republican campaign arms, they started to target freshman Democrats from swing districts, saying if you voted for Nancy Pelosi to be able to break the rules, you are, quote, deranged. That's the words that they used.
The resolution passed by a vote of 240 to 187 in the House. A Wichita man who exchanged gunfire with police during a chase has been sentenced to more than 23 years in prison.
22-year-old Elijah Martinez was sentenced Tuesday to 280 months for intentional second-degree attempted murder and three counts of burglary after a confrontation in December 2017. Officers began pursuing Martinez after a man reported seeing two people stealing mail in West Wichita. Police said gunfire was exchanged at a business, and when Martinez drove his vehicle toward officers, he then fled and was pursued in a chase with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour. The chase ended when Martinez pulled into a parking lot, lost control of his vehicle, and crashed. Cake News reports that Martinez suffered a gunshot wound to the jaw. No officers were seriously injured. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An armed robbery in Northwest Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday night. At a Jumpstart gas station at 21st and West, a female employee was outside when the suspect pointed a gun at her, made her go back into the store, and demanded cash.
Suspect's described as a white male in his late teens, 5'6", thin build, blonde hair, was wearing a clear or silver-framed glasses, black hoodie, gray sweatpants, black shoes, white gloves, and a rubber mask with black duct tape covering his face.
Suspect ran away with cash. Wichita City Council had a full plate of activity Tuesday.
The council approved user fee adjustments and ordinance revisions to the fats, oils, and grease program. The new fee structure, assessed to all food service facilities, will be effective September 1st. The increases will be gradually implemented over 4 years and is forecast to bring in $400,000 in new revenue by 2023. The council also approved a pilot program for a three-person paramedicine team staffed by a member of law enforcement, a paramedic, and a social worker focused on solving medical and mental health issues. Finally, the council approved a 30-year lease agreement with Yingling Aircraft at Eisenhower National. Yingling plans to invest at least $2 million in improvements and renovations to the facility. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Texas Democrat is trying again to compel impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
Following a vote adopting a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets and comments as racist, Texas Democrat Al Green argued the House must go further.
By causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president.
Green introduced articles of impeachment. A vote could be forced later this week. House rules allow any member to call for an impeachment vote. Green did so unsuccessfully twice when Republicans controlled the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has resisted calls to launch impeachment proceedings without bipartisan support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Getting into an accused killer's mind through his taxes.
Jared Ramos is charged with shooting up the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland last year, but he's pleading not guilty by way of insanity. Coming up today, prosecutors are going to try to convince a judge to release Ramos's tax returns. They contend tax records will show Ramos was of sound mind. But his defense attorneys are saying releasing those records would violate his constitutional rights. Ramos is scheduled to go on trial in November, accused of murdering five people at that newspaper. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:35. And we're talking about the FBI presence at First and Chautauqua. And now, Jed, we've had more communication from the FBI this morning. What's going on now?
The FBI has said that there has been a bank robbery today, sometime today. It happened in the 3100 block of South Seneca, the Southwest National Bank in South Wichita. And there's been a bank robbery there. They've described a suspect here, black male, approximately 40 years of age, 6 feet tall with a black ski mask, dark clothing, and someone who displayed a handgun. And so that's the information that we have. That suspect fled with an undisclosed amount of cash, and there were no injuries in the initial robbery. And then, of course, this morning we've had that report that we've had FBI and police activity at First and Chautauqua in Wichita as well.
Are they connected? We don't know for sure.
Well, we haven't had any confirmation.
So that's what's going on. All right. Thank you, Dan. Let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms early on. Otherwise, hot and humid throughout the rest of the afternoon, or high near 100 with an excessive heat warning in effect. Clear in 77 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy again with a high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Mostly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 77 degrees. 8:36, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
It's the end of the run on Broadway for the Sarah Bareilles show, Waitress.
Waitress will take off its apron one last time when the musical ends its run in early 2020. The show, featuring a score by Sarah Bareilles and a book by Jesse Nelson, opened in April of 2016 and earned 4 Tony nominations. Me and you. It's based on the 2007 film by the late Adrian Shelley about Jenna, a diner employee who, through her creatively titled pies and a fling with her OBGYN, dreams of an escape from her abusive marriage. Bareilles herself made her Broadway performing debut, stepping into the show for multiple engagements. Waitress closes shop January 5th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Take a look at what's trending in movies.
Talking movies. From Child's Play to Pet Sematary to It, resurrecting horror flicks from the 1980s is a big trend at the movies right now. According to Fandango managing editor Eric Davis, Pennywise may be able to take some credit for that.
Stephen King's It. You know, when they brought that back and it sort of broke records at the box office, it really showed Hollywood that not only is Stephen King going through this revitalization period in his career and people are much more interested in sort of seeing remakes or reboots of his earlier properties, his most popular properties, but also just the 80s.
The adventuresome vibe of the decade has also made its way back into the zeitgeist.
Kids on bikes getting into adventures, that was a very big popular theme in the 80s.
Another reason for the flashback, those who are now behind the camera.
The filmmakers that are making these, the executives that are making the decisions, all grew up in that era. You know, they're the ones making the decisions now.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's find out what's going on in country music.
I'm Michelle Polino. The Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum is inducting Alabama and Steve Warner, in addition to legendary producers Billy Sherrill and Owen Bradley, to represent country music in their 2019 list of inductees. They will be honored with a concert at Nashville's Schermerhorn Symphony Center on October 22nd. Miranda Lambert is set to release a new song to her fans this week. Lambert is set to release her new single, It All Comes Out in the Wash, while Keith Urban has announced a pair of performances at Las Vegas's Caesars Palace The shows are set for September 6th and 7th and are an extension of his Graffiti U World Tour. And Kenny Chesney dropped a brand new single July 12th titled Tip of My Tongue. The country superstar said the song about connection he co-wrote with pop star Ed Sheeran and well-known songwriter Ross Copperman. Tip of My Tongue is Chesney's first single from a forthcoming new album. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Let's catch up in the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. The war against cheaters has taken on a new front. Battle Royale game, Apex Legends.
Come back here, brother. I dare ya.
The ongoing fight between those who either want to play for fun or possibly go pro and those that will use any means necessary to win.
I won't, but you're already dead.
Including programs that automatically aim, see through walls, and other nefarious actions so they can get that sweet win. In addition to beefing up anti-cheat software that analyzes the game, looking for behaviors that mark a cheat, and auto-banning players before they even get into a match, there is another option that Maker Respawn is looking into, placing the cheaters in their own servers so that they'd only play against each other. In a post on Reddit, the game devs say the war against cheaters will be ongoing and remains a high priority. There will always be work to do, improvements to make, and new things to adapt to. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Delve deeper into the 71st annual Emmy Award nominations.
Game of Thrones and Veep took their final bow this season, and the Academy applauded by handing out the most nominations to HBO, which dominated the 71st annual Emmy nominations. However, several Emmy favorites saw their final season and nary a mention. Among them, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was completely shut out after previous nominations every season.
You know, I've always wanted to go to a goth nightclub.
Really?
Bazinga.
And the final season for CBS's The Big Bang Theory, failing to receive a nod for Best Comedy Series or Star for Jim Parsons, while Pop TV's Schitt's Creek and Netflix's The Bodyguard made delayed impressions. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actor James Cagney was born 120 years ago on this day in New York City. Oscar winner. Orson Welles called him maybe the greatest actor who ever appeared in front of a camera.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty high praise.
Coming from Orson Welles.
Well, he can do just about everything. Sing, dance,
act.
Serious acting.
Yep. Comedy.
Comedy.
Yep.
He did everything.
Yep. Pretty talented guy.
Yeah.
Do you have a Cagney favorite? I know I do. The movie 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Where he played
I haven't seen that.
Perturbed Coca-Cola executive in Berlin.
Why doesn't Turner Classics show that?
They don't show it very often. It's rarely on.
If you've never seen it,
man, it's funny.
It's funny. And it moves right along.
Yep, it's got an incredible pace to it.
Who directed that?
Billy Wilder.
Billy Orwell.
Directed that, yeah.
It's
funny. Really interesting, and Cagney's fantastic.
So many Cold War jokes you can.
And it was his second to last film.
Yeah. I like this one line. I'm not going to tell you how it comes about, but it's... Put your pants on, Spartacus.
Put your pants on, Spartacus. Jimmy Cagney. Oh, man. It was 10 years ago on this day, Paul McCartney performed 3 sold-out concerts at the new Citi Field in New York City. And it was because the Beatles performed their last concert at Shea Stadium, the old Mets Stadium. And then when they opened Citi Field, McCartney performed the first concert there. Joined Billy Joel on stage.
How many times have you seen Paul McCartney?
6.
I've seen him once, and boy, it was a good concert.
Stuff, yep.
Terrific.
That was 10 years ago on this day. All right, let's check in with the late night comedy. How about the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC?
Today is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch when we first went to the moon. Back then. Good. Back then, everyone held their breath and nobody knew if we'd make it. Today, that's called Flying Southwest.
Check in with the Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
In a new interview, former Vice President Joe Biden said he would challenge President Trump to do push-ups if Trump criticized his age or mental state during a debate. Just a heads up, if someone criticizes your mental state and your response is to do push-ups, it's not a great argument in favor of your mental state.
Walter Cronkite passed away 10 years ago on this day.
Wow.
Of course, the man who basically covered everything you could think of in world events between the Depression and on to the 1980s and even the early 90s.
Kansas City native, isn't
Walter
he?
Walter Cronkite, of course,
I think he went to school at Texas, didn't
Born
he?
In St. Joseph, Missouri. Yeah, went to University of Texas.
Yeah.
Boy, the vault of Walter Cronkite.
We just have a report from our correspondent, Dan, in Dallas.
that he has confirmed that President Kennedy is dead.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That John Fitzgerald Kennedy did not die in vain. That's the way it is. Monday, November 25th, 1963. This is Walter Cronkite. Good night.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
That's the way it is.
Walter Cronkite.
Wow. What a guy.
Yeah, he's buried in Kansas City, Missouri, just off of 435 there in the south part of town. He passed away 10 years ago on this day. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family doing honest work at an affordable price. They'll get your appliance fixed up if it needs serviced or repaired. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
How long before the 737 MAX gets back into the air? Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.